Reuven was careless in his house with a fire, and the fire burnt his house down, and it spread and burnt down the house next door also. So it's Eish, he's chayev to pay for burning down the other person's house. What's the shaila? The shaila was the other guy had insurance. So Reuven told Shimon, you want me to pay you for destroying your house? You're going to collect insurance more than the house was worth, probably. So I didn't cause you any damage. And Shimon says, you damaged me. Your fire burned down my house. My collection I get from the insurance company, that's not your business. That's my own doing, that I have insurance. And you have to pay me. So who's right? So let's review the case we had last week. We had a case where Reuven ran a red light last week, and to save his life, Shimon, going the other direction, swerved to avoid him and damage Levi's car. And we said that if Reuven is around, he's called a mazik, and he took a gun and forced Shimon to damage Levi, so he has to pay for the damages to Levi, because he was using Shimon as his tool to damage Levi. But we said if Reuven was unidentifiable, he was a hit and run, or not a hit and run, he ran the red light and ran, and we don't know who he is, so then Shimon has to pay, because halach is, it's mutter to save your life by damaging someone else's property, but you have to pay for the property when you damage it. Right, so what Tzvi is saying is that there we are saying that really Shimon damaged Levi. His car rammed into Levi's car, and he did it to save his life, and nevertheless he's chayiv to pay, according to the most poskim we saw last week. But if Reuven is here and he pays Levi, so then Shimon doesn't have to pay. So that would seem to say that Levi does not get two payments. Right? That's the other side of the coin. Right? But Dr. Miller is saying a good point also. Dr. Miller is saying that over here, in our case, suppose the guy wants to keep his good credit rating, whatever reason he wants to, especially if it was a car accident. Right? The Diane Weiss has a similar shaila. He says, someone borrowed a car for tzedakah, something like they do in yeshiva, they borrow cars to collect for matanis levionim, and the car got totaled. There's a shaila whether it was a pshia or not, right? So he had that shaila. Do they have to pay because the guy has car insurance? If that's going to replace his car, did I damage you? Even if it was a pshia, even if I was responsible, what damage did I cost you? That was his version of the shaila. Right, so there Dr. Miller would say, certainly by car insurance, if you make too many claims, even if you make one claim, it's going to end up just being really a loan. So that's a cheshbon also. So what's the halacha? Okay, so Gemara Bava Kama, Kuk Tes Vavam et Aleph says like this. So Gemara had a shayla. Voi minei Rav Kana mirav. Rav Kana is Rav shayla. The story was like this. There were two people walking along with their donkeys, some type of animal they're walking along with, by the river, and they both, for some reason, jumped into the river. Both of the animals jumped into the river. And one animal was worth more, one was worth less. But anyway, say Reuven and Shimon's animals jumped into the river. Reuven told Shimon, I'll go down and save your animal on the condition that you pay me for the loss of mine, because I have a choice now. I could save my own animal, or I could save yours. So maybe I'm choosing to save yours because yours is worth more, and I'll save your animal. Shimon can't swim. Reuven agrees to save Shimon's valuable animal, but on the condition that he gets reimbursed. And Shimon says, fine. And what happened was Reuven jumped into the river, saved Shimon's animal, and then, by some miracle, Reuven's animal walked out on its own also. So the question is, does Shimon still have to pay Reuven for his animal? Right, again, the case is, Reuven had told Shimon, I'm going to save your animal, but mine's drowning. And I'm only doing it if you agree to pay my loss. And Shimon agreed. And Reuven went and saved Shimon's animal, but his own animal, by some miracle, climbed out of the river unscathed, undrowned. So Reuven did not suffer any loss, and he saved Shimon's animal. So does Shimon have to pay? So Amar Lei, the Gemara said, Rab said to Rav Kanda, Mishmaya Rechimo Alei, they had mercy on him from Shamayim, and he gets paid. Right? Reuven did his part of the deal. He said, if I go save your animal, will you pay me for mine? And Shimon said, yes. The Gemara says it's a matana from the Shamayim. Because the way we really look at it is... Well, Rashi says that it's like Hefker. And that's a big shayla in the Achronim, but Rashi says it's like Hefker. Rashi says what happened was like this. When Reuven agreed to... Both animals are drowning. When Reuven agrees to abandon his and save Shimon's, his animal becomes Hefker. It's not his anymore. So he lost his animal. It flew into the sea. Right? Like Yish Hefker. Right? He gave up on his... He gave up his ownership of his animal. So he lost his animal at that point. At that point, Shimon becomes chayv to Reuven to pay for the loss of his animal. Now that the animal resurfaces, so that's Mino Shemayim. He got a present from Shemayim. So this halacha is paskin in Choshen Mishpat. Shatof nar chamar v'chamar chaveir. If a river came and swept away a person's donkey and his friends, Reuven and Shimon's. So it says if he left his animal and saved his others, he doesn't get extra payment for his own. But the Shulchan Aruch paskins our case. If he said he made a condition to the person or in front of Beis Din that I want payment for my animal, chayiv litan lo demei shelo, he has to pay him for his value. Vafa pishala chamara mi'elo, even though his donkey comes up on its own, he zacha, he acquires what the stipulation he made. Right, that's the Gemara in Bava Kama. So Rameir Simcha, the Arsameach, brings a raya from this Gemara to our case. He had a similar case. He had a case where someone had rented a house, and the landlord had insurance, and the house burnt down through this person's pshia, say. And he says, I don't want to pay you because you have insurance. Insurance will pay. It's the same idea. It's not a mazik. Well, it's like a mazik also. So Rameir Simcha brought a raya from this Gemara. What do you want to say? That I should be patur to pay because you're going to get your insurance. That's like the case of the animal. The deal was a deal. The deal was that you're in this house and the condition was that you're going to be responsible for any damages. They spoke that out. And there was damage. So you have to pay for the damage. I'm going to get money from the insurance company. That's Min HaShemayim. That's Min HaShemayim. Just like over there. I made a deal. I'm going to replace your animal. You got your animal back. That's Min HaShemayim. That's his first proof. Then he brings another case. This is Gemara Bat Metzia in Hamachin. Hasocher Para Mechaveiro. Someone rented a cow from his friend. And then he took that cow and he lent it to another person. And that third person who was using it was driving it and it died. So what's the halacha there? Someone who borrows things is chayav for anything that happens, unless it died machmas malacha. He's chayav for everything. But a socher, someone who rented, is not chayav for an onus. So the socher swears that it happened a natural death and I'm not responsible, so he's patur. But the one who borrowed it has to pay because he's chayav for anything that happens unless it was mezeh machmas malacha. So he has to pay the socher. So let's say the case again. Reuven owned the animal. Reuven owned a car, a rental agency. He rented it to Shimon. Shimon then lent the car to Levi. The car just died while Levi was driving it. So Levi, assuming that it's not Mesa Machmas Malacha, so Levi has to pay Shimon. Shimon doesn't have to pay Reuven. So what's happening here, what Meir Simcha is saying is that, and not only that, Reuven has to supply Shimon with a car for the rest of the rental period too. Well, he rented it for, it was a lease for 3 years. The thing got damaged after 2 years. So he's getting full value of the car from Levi, but he's also getting another car from Reuven. So Rameir Simcha says, so why can't Reuven tell Shimon, look, well, you want another, I should replace the car for the rest of the term of the rental, you're getting a whole brand new car from Levi. The answer is, you just separate things. you're getting the car from Levi because he borrowed it from you. But I still have to do my part of the deal. My part of the deal was I was going to pay for rentals. So that, I have to keep my end of the bargain. So Rav Meir Simcha brings these two proofs to show that you have to pay, even though the person who you're paying might have gotten money from somewhere else. So that's what the Arz Meir says. There's a shuvah that's called Hari B'Samim. The Hari B'Samim disagrees. He makes a chilek between the case of, we'll deal with the first case, with the case of the donkeys drowning and the case of insurance. When the donkey drowns, or when it goes in the river, so there we said the svara was that when Reuven agreed to save Shimon's donkey, his is like lost at that point. He was mafkir it, or it's lost, it's out of his hands. At that point, Shimon is chayiv to reimburse Reuven. Right? The thing triggering Shimon's chayiv happened. The thing that triggered Shimon's obligation happened. His donkey was in the water and it's lost. For all intents and purposes, that we figure it's lost. Now later it comes out, that's min ha-shamayim. That's something that happened min ha-shamayim. The Hari B'Samim says, though, look at the case of insurance. When Reuven burned down Shimon's house, he never caused him a loss because Shimon had insurance all along. What was Reuven mazik Shimon? Reuven burned down the house, it was worth $150,000, but Shimon's going to get $150,000 back. He never damaged him. So the Hari B'Samim says that you can't double dip. If Shimon has insurance, Reuven is not caught a mazik anymore. I think it's two ways of looking at insurance, two halachic ways of looking at insurance. I don't know if it has any impact on what the insurance companies say they're doing, but what's happening when insurance is paying? According to this Hari B'Samim, what's happening is the insurance company is like, it's like a safety net. You think you own a house. And you own a house. But not only do you own a house, when you have insurance, you have a replacement house also. It's like you have a house and a replacement house right behind it, that the minute that the house, something happens to it, the replacement is put in place. So Shimon never damages Reuven when the house goes down. Right? That's the way the Hari B'Samim looks at it. So if you look at it like that, so then your proof from the case of the river, the drowning in the river, or the socher and the shoel, that has nothing to, no shaychus. It's not analogous to the case of insurance. So Hari B'Samim ends up that you can't force a person to pay if the person he damaged has insurance. So that's where my focus. Ratzvi Pesa Frank, the Rabbi Rosh of Yerushalayim, he wrote a tshuva in Hapardes, it's a Torah journal, in 1959. So, and this new sefer, this new set I got, quotes it, and it has an exchange between Ratzvi Pesa Frank and the person writing that article. So he said, Aswara, to defend the Ar Sameach, and even go further than the Ar Sameach, he says to the Hari B'Samim, you're looking at insurance as like this safety net, this replacement house that's behind the scenes, ready to fall into place as soon as the original house burns down.
Huh? As soon as the current one is gone.
Right, right. You're looking at it as like a replacement to fill in the void over there. But he said, you know what insurance really is? It's a big kiddush. He says, you know what insurance is? Insurance is like an investment. Right? If I buy homeowner's insurance, what am I doing? I'm paying a premium every year. I give them, like, you know, I'm investing money. I'm investing money like in a bank. I invest money in the bank every year and they give me 5% interest. A certificate of deposit at the end of the term, I'll get my interest back, principal plus interest. So when you have insurance, you're paying premium every year, knowing that as soon as a damage happens to whatever you insured, you're going to get your money back. So, in this case, the case of the house, he's talking about a case where Reuven burnt down Shimon's house. So Shimon, every year, was putting down $300 to his homeowner's insurance, with the stipulation that when his house gets damaged, he'll get the money back. So that's what happened. His house burned down, he's going to get the money back.
Well,
Aye, Reuven is going to pay Shimon for the damages. Reuven's a masik. He has to pay for the damages. So Reuven pays for damaging the house, and the insurance company pays because the insurance company made this deal that if anything happens to your house, we will reimburse it. So this is the difference. Frank is not looking at insurance as something coming to replace the house that's missing. What insurance really is, according to his view, is it's an investment. It's a separate investment. It's like a lottery. It's like some type of gambling you do. You say that, like life, some type of gambling. Okay, so that's what he says. So this person writing back to him at that time, he's reporting his exchange of letters. It's a divrei mishpat. So he wrote back to Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank and he said, I don't understand. And he got himself into a little trouble here. He said, there's a difference. And Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank brought the same rayas from the Gemara in Baba Kama, the Gemara Baba Metzia. So he said, but there's a difference over here. Because you know why? Reuven over here damaged an insurance company. He didn't cause any damage to Shimon. Like he's saying, like the Hari B'Samim. The insurance company is there to step in and replace the house. But when it replaces that house, Reuven, by burning down Shimon's house through Dino de Garmi, like this burning someone's lottery ticket, which you said is Garmi, that makes someone Chayu. So burning down someone's house, which is insured, they are damaging the insurance company. So if he's paying the insurance company, why should he have to pay Shimon? Reuven, who burnt down the house, the real damage happened to an insurance company. They're the ones that have to pay. Shimon's going to get his house back. So this person arguing through Tzvi Pesach Frank said you should have to pay the insurance company, not Reuven. The insurance company is losing all this money and you caused it by burning down the house. So Tzvi Pesach Frank came up with this answer, a surprising answer, and he said you're right. You have to pay the insurance company and Shimon. Right? He said, suppose, and this is a mashal, suppose someone put a bomb out in the street and he blew away three cars, no one inside. Right? He damaged three cars with his bomb. Right? Are you going to say, well, I only did one bombing here, and I don't have to pay for each of those person's cars? Right? Of course, you say, look, you hurt Reuven's car, Shimon's car, Levi's car, you have to pay for all the cars. So he said over here also, your one fire caused damage to two people. You burnt down Shimon's house. Shimon doesn't have his house. You were a mazik. Are you going to say Shimon wasn't damaged because he's getting money from the insurance company? The insurance company wasn't a mazik. The insurance company is, like we said, that's his deal. That's his lottery that he made with them. Right? So Shimon's not getting damages from the insurance company. He's getting his payment from his investment that he was investing every year. But you, the mazik, you, the pyromaniac, you went and, through Garmi, caused the insurance company a loss. So your action caused two losses. Your action caused, as a mazik, with your yodayim, right? It's a physical damage with your fire. You went and burnt down Shimon's house, so you have to pay damages to Shimon. And then through your indirect, through Garmi, damage, the insurance company has to pay Shimon, you have to pay the insurance company also. And either you're going to say, what did I lost that I cost you? You got money from your insurance company? That's because of my investment. No, I want money from you because you damaged me. So that's what he says. Well, we have a third choice. Because the shayla is like this. Rav Chanan in Exodus, he has a shayla. The Gemara in Exodus says, the Mishnah Exodus, that's the last thing on the first page of the handout. The Mishnah says there that if someone's wife finds something or her earnings, her husband, the rule of the Ksuva, the Tanai is that the husband gets those earnings. The Rambam says one step further, if she got damaged, someone damaged her, and through that damage she gets Saripo Sheves, Nezik Saripo Sheves and Boshes, so the husband gets her loss of work, because he gets her earnings from work, so he gets the loss of work, and he also gets payment for curing her. Why does the Rambam say that a husband gets payment for curing his wife. What? No, no, those two. Those Shevis and Ripoy. Right, so why does he get Ripoy? Why does he get her medical bill? Why does he get money for the medical bills? Because Allah is that a husband has to pay the part of the Tanai Luxuba is that a husband has to pay for his wife's health, her medicine, her doctor bills. So since he's the one paying for the doctor bills, so the Mazik gives him the money. Okay, so you hear where we're heading. So Rav Chanan says from this, Rav Chanan on Ksuvos, over there in Samach Yom Beis, Rav Chanan says, so from this you see, from this Rambam you see, that if you damage someone, and that person has insurance, you don't pay the person that got damaged. Just like over here, the woman's not getting the money. Why? Because the husband is the one responsible to take care of the medical bills. So the same thing if Reuven damaged Shimon, but the insurance company is responsible to pay for Shimon's losses, so you, Reuven, have to pay the insurance company, not Shimon. That's what he wants to say, because that's who we see from the Rambam. The Rambam doesn't say that you pay medical bills to the wife and to the husband. Yeah. You're paying it to the husband because he's responsible for the wife's...
He was responsible, exclusively.
Right. So, he says from here, was that you should have to pay the insurance company and not the person who got damaged.
Okay, what about pain or humiliation? Does that belong to the
wife? That she gets herself. It was her humiliation and she gets it herself. So, how can we disagree with Rav Chanan? Rav Chanan himself disagrees with that.
Insurance company, if you get damaged, the insurance company, you win the lottery.
Right.
But it's not that they're higher.
Right. Cause so you see, he's not looking at it that way. That's number one. So, and that's what I'm saying. Rav Chanan says, "Be chiddush." You know, the Arsamach wasn't going that far, and so he's not going that way. But the chiluk he says, he makes a difference between that case and the case of Ripoy, of curing the wife. What's it mean that the husband has to cure the wife? It's not that the wife got damaged. The wife got damaged. And the husband pays the damages for, right, someone owes the wife money, but since the husband is responsible, pay the husband and he'll take care of the wife. That's not what happens over there. By Ripoy, when there's an obligation to cure someone that you hurt, the obligation is not a monetary obligation. The obligation is make sure that person is healed. Heal that person. That's what you have to do. Heal that person. If you're not a doctor, so if you're a doctor, you'll go and heal the person, right? You'll go and heal them, make them better. And in that case, right, if the woman is the one that got hurt, he would go and cure the woman. Right, if the husband was able to a doctor, the husband would go cure his wife. Right, when the husband is chayiv to cure his wife, it's not a monetary obligation. It's that if she gets sick, he has to heal her. If he can't heal her, so then he has an obligation to hire doctors who know how to heal her. So over here, if someone damaged the wife and he has to pay the doctor bills, so it's not a monetary thing like I burnt down the house, but someone else is taking care of the bill over there. There, I damaged the house. I have a monetary obligation to pay the person I damaged, and the fact that he's getting the insurance, that's min hashamayim. I damaged that person. I have to pay for that person that I damaged. But over here, it's not that I damaged the woman and I have to pay the money and we see her paying the husband. I didn't damage her. I have to cure her. And if I can't cure her, so then I have to pay money, and the person responsible for paying the money is the husband in that case. So he says you can't learn from curing to a case of mazik. It's not a monetary obligation there. So Al-Khanan says there could be no proof from there to burning down someone's house. But what we see from Rav Al-Khanan, though, is that it's not like what Tzipa Zafran said, and it's not, and there's a masham like that also. They're looking at insurance not like an investment, but also not like the Hari Basamim said that it's like replacing the house. They're saying there was a real damage here. There was a damage. My business with the insurance company, that was my own business. The fact that The svara that someone says is that suppose I have nice friends and relatives, and the minute this happened, you know, like what happened a few years ago when there was a fire, they got tons of things from all over the country to replace what they had lost. So we're going to say, well, the mazik shouldn't have to pay because, if there was a mazik, the mazik wouldn't pay because, look, they had so many friends, they took care of it, they didn't lose anything. Why would we say such a thing? Right, and that's a separate thing. That's min hashamayim. So the same thing, this is what most of the poskim are saying, the min chas yitzchak, when he adds in this thing of if there'll be a loss. Right, the Marsham already says it all. The min chas yitzchak, they both say, suppose I wouldn't want to take the insurance. I don't want to use insurance for whatever reason. Like Dr. Miller said in the beginning, I don't want to use the insurance. My rates will go up. I don't want to, whatever. I don't want to bother with paperwork. So you damaged me. You have to pay for the damage. The fact that I get insurance later, that's a separate issue, which isn't your business. Now, do you have to also pay the insurance company? So there, most of the person that I saw were saying, like you were saying, that if the insurance company is going to pay this guy, and you pay them also, so then the insurance company could say, we don't have to pay anymore because you got your money. We only agreed to pay in case you have a loss. You got the loss there. So, you know, so that will be the issue, if it be possible. They talk about if it's a Goyish insurance company, if the insurance company paid first, and then you found out who the guy was, so you have to give the money back. There are all kinds of shilas like that. But that's not the domain of tonight's year. The tonight's year is, if a person damages someone who is insured, is he responsible? So most poskim say yes. Reuven damaged Shimon, he has to pay whatever a mazik has to pay. Shimon has insurance. Shimon's insurance is a separate thing that he has mina shemayim that takes care of him. That's a separate cheshbon. But see, if as a franco, so far to say that he'll also have to pay the insurance company, etc. Rav Chanan had the shayla. He seems to conclude that no, you just pay the mazik, not the insurance company. That's right. Like these other cases in the Gemara that they brought rayas from. You know, sometimes you end up doing that, yeah. Now, are you responsible to lahalacha l'maisa? If you have, you know, you have to check your policy. If the policy says, like, you know, you have medical insurance, they say, do you have insurance from somewhere else? Right? If you have double insurance, so then you have to tell them. You know, that's right. Or each time you fill out a thing, you have to say.
Even a more practical case is if your car breaks down, you have total insurance. Right? Some people do it, they have total insurance, they have
trivial,
the other AA or whatever.
Right, so there it's a because there they tell you, do you have other insurance? And then they all get together to do it. So that's what I'm saying. If the whatever the agreement you made with your policy, you have to do that. You know, you have to do it. But over here, our case, Reuven burning down Shimon's thing, there was no agreement between Reuven and the policy. There, Shimon will have to see if his policy says that if he gets reimbursed, he's not allowed to take the money. So then he'll have a gazelle, Shiloh. But.
Go by insurance.
Right, you go by what the thing says.
If you have a policy, like we said in the previous year, if you have an insurance policy, you go by the insurance policy.
Right, you'll go what it says.
Well,
you made a deal.
But you just don't want
to. You don't want to bother
you
with.
You don't have to make a claim.
Right, now, if you have no reason not to, so then we might say, you know, Mita Sedom, what are you doing, you know, making this guy pay when you can get it from insurance? I mean,
okay,
but the truth is he has to pay anyway. Yeah, but you can certainly say, I don't want to bother with insurance. And we're thinking if you get the insurance, he has to pay you. So, you know, that's the way most of them came out, except for the Hari B'Samen.